Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's 12:57 on, let me think, Tuesday the 4th of March 2014. And I'm out once again in the glorious Peak District. I'm three quarters of the way through recording a daily diary, Boo. But as I'm having a wander through this beautiful valley, in amongst pine trees, with the sound of the river, I'm going to talk about freedom, I think. Some of these subjects I've mentioned in various DMs to a few of my friends on Audio Boo. Over this last year, I've been attempting, and don't get me wrong here, I know you can't possibly, but I've been attempting as much as possible to untie myself from things. One of the easy things to do was untie myself from a mobile contract, so that's one gone. Thanks to the fact that, yes, I'm now 30, my car insurance has come down, so, and I now pay that in full, whereas when I had my overly expensive, overly fast, but overly cool Nissan Skyline, I was paying as much a month as I am now paying a year. But that was 6 years ago, and it was a 2.5 litre rear-wheel drive turbo drift machine. But anyway, I digress. I'm trying as much as possible to make my life simpler. For myself, obviously, but mainly for my family. Because sometimes I don't deal very well when the pressure mounts up. So that's why I'm attempting to just remove some of the things that don't really matter, like a mobile contract. I'm now using GIFGAF, which is on O2 on their network, and it's £12. No contract, unlimited data, unlimited text, not that I use text, and then something like 250 minutes. So that'll do me, and there's no contract at all, and it's £12 a month, which is all good. But some of the things that I've tried to untie myself from is obligation. I feel obliged to do things because I've got a big mouth. Big mouth strikes again, as Morrissey and the Smiths very poignantly said. Every now and then, well, at the minute, once a week, I'm getting offers of free kit via my website. And I just don't take it, because I was saying in a DM this morning that when I want to come out walking, I want to come out to enjoy myself. I don't want to feel like I've got to review something, or I've got to be here for a reason. I want to come out for myself. And you know what? The more I untie myself from obligation, the more media I inevitably produce, it seems. Maybe that's just me. When the pressure's on and I feel like I've got to do something, I sometimes put it off. But there is no pressure at the moment, so I've been recording audio, video, pictures and all that lot. I used to enforce some sort of like false pressure upon myself to get my pictures and blog posts online as soon as possible. But now I just do it as and when, because I'm more of an audio man than a video man. I don't really like typing. But there are so many other things that in the past I've opened my big mouth and I've said, oh yeah, I'll do that. Oh yeah, I'll go there. Or yes, I'll come into work. I'm just trying to free myself up to make life a little bit simpler. And inevitably, it will lower my stress levels a little bit. All my family know farewell that this is my way of de-stressing. To come out for a day and tie myself out on the hills. This is my time for contemplation. I don't listen to audio anymore while I'm walking. I used to catch up with my audio boos or be listening to music, but I don't bring my headphones anymore, because I want to be at one with my own thoughts and also with the surroundings. My thoughts about a lot of things have changed over these last few years, and I do feel like it's for the better. Try not to get too worried about things, try not to get too stressed for no apparent reason about things, and enjoy and be a bit more mindful in the things that I do. I've learnt from the two great guys in Audioboo, Paul O'Mahony and Nick Holloway Vox, about mindfulness. And this is the place to be, for me anyway. I'm standing still. All I can hear is the river in the valley below. Birds. And that's about it. That really is about it. And I was stood about an hour ago on the top of the moors there at Bleaklow Stones, just taking in the surroundings, just listening to the breeze, listening to the grouse, and looking out for the mountain hares. I'm not a religious man at all, to be honest, although I do respect other people who have that sort of belief. But this is my church. I know it sounds very cheesy, but this is my place to come away and get some me time. Okay, right, I'm going to continue on now, and no doubt you'll be able to catch my other boo, which will probably be before this one. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. Thanks for listening to me ramble on while I ramble. #ramblyboo. Bye for now.